Okay, it's a snow day. Classes are canceled. Flights are canceled. Museums are even closed. But here, with a little snow day reading, is WNYC Shimita Basu. Shimita, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So you want listeners to send in recommendations for what exactly?
Yeah, I want to hear your favorite snow poetry. So it can be your own. It can be an original, a haiku or a limerick or whatever. Or it can be just a poem you really like, written by someone else that's about snowy weather. So I'll share one first.
Oh, you brought one.
I brought one with me. I'm prepared. This poem is called Snowy Night by Mary Oliver. Last night, an owl in the blue dark tossed an indeterminate number of carefully shaped sounds into the world, in which, a quarter of a mile away, I happened to be standing. I couldn't tell which one it was, the bard or the great horned ship of the air. It was that distant. But anyway, aren't there moments that are better than knowing something, and sweeter? Snow was falling so much like stars filling the dark trees that one could easily imagine its reason for being was nothing more than prettiness. I suppose if this were someone else's story, they would have insisted on knowing whatever is knowable, would have hurried over the fields to name it, the owl, I mean. But it's mine, this poem of the night, and I just stood there, listening and holding out my hands to the soft glitter falling through the air. I love this world, but not for its answers. And I wish good luck to the owl, whatever its name, and I wish great welcome to the snow, whatever its severe and comfortless and beautiful meaning. That's the poet Mary Oliver.
Great job, Shimita.
Thanks, Richard.
So how would you like people to submit their snowetry recommendations?
Oh, through Twitter. That would be the best way. Tweet at WNYC with the hashtag snowetry. That's the word snow followed by...
Did you make that up?
I did make that up. I'll admit it. Snow followed by ETRY, snowetry. And it can be an original or if it's someone else, be sure to tell us who the author is.
Okay. And you'll keep an eye on those poems and compile them on our website?
I will. I'll share them.
Okay. WNYC, Shimita Basu. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Richard.